You are listening to Kilometre Zero by the Cycling Podcast. Powered by Zwift, the fitness app where fun is fast.
Hey everyone, Sam Bewley checking in here, not from the Tour de France anymore. I'm sure most of you have seen that I crashed out on stage 10. I went down in a nasty pile-up halfway through the stage, and it was a big crash, and I was sort of hoping I was going to find a way through it. I headed for the grass. The crash happened on the other side of the bunch to where I was, and I thought if I headed for the grass, I'd be okay. Might be able to sneak around it, but unfortunately that wasn't the case, and I ended up ragdolling through a ditch and popping out the other side with a broken wrist and a broken rib, and a devastated morale. That was the end of my tour at that point, and I knew it straight away. Didn't even manage to get back on my bike. I knew straight away at that point that I'd broken something, and that was the end of my tour. So yeah, it was really, really devastating for me. It's been a hard couple of days having to leave the race under those circumstances. I've come back home now. I left the race yesterday, caught a train back down to Spain, and had some scans and things today, and thankfully the scans came back pretty good, and I'm just dealing with a fracture in the radius, so it sounds like it won't require any surgery, which is great news, and hopefully that'll mean that I'll be in a cast for a few weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, but hopefully in less than that, in a week and a half or 2 weeks, I can start training again on the road with a cast on, obviously, but as long as I can hold the handlebars and brake and change gears and I don't have any pain, then that'll be the goal. And difficult to make a plan at this point with this condensed season. It's obviously not that long to go in the season, and the other Grand Tours start pretty soon, so hard to make a plan as to if I'll be able to come back for some racing this year, but that's definitely the plan. If I can get back at least for something before the season closes, that'd be a great situation. So that's what we're shooting for at the moment. But at the moment, I'm just at home, just reflecting on what actually was a pretty amazing 10 days, even though it was a very short-lived tour for me, a very short-lived debut. And as devastated as I am not to be there anymore with the guys, I've had a couple of days now to sit back and just reflect on those 10 days, and it really was special to line up in my first Tour de France and then to defend the yellow jersey for 4 days. Was amazing. Was such a cool group of guys, and it was great to work and defend that jersey for Adam. I've had a great 5 or 6 or 7 years, or however long it's been, racing with him, and as you know, he's leaving the team next year, so my last race with him was certainly one that's going to leave a lasting memory. I look back with very fond memories of a short-lived Tour de France, and very motivated to hopefully get back there at some point in the next year or two. So hope you guys enjoy the rest of the race. Keep supporting Mitchelton Scott. I know that they're going to be hunting some stage wins, and they've definitely got the guys to do it, and plenty of opportunities still to come. So I'll be supporting from the couch. And I hope you guys will continue to do the same. Thanks a lot for all the support, guys, before the race and especially after the crash. I've had hundreds and hundreds of messages, and I've tried to read and reply to every single one, and I really appreciate that support, especially when you're on the other side of the world, to your parents and your family and your loved ones. So it's been a lot to me, and thanks a lot, guys, and enjoy the rest of the tour. Cheers.
Well, I don't know about you, Lionel, but I found that quite emotional, hearing Sam Bewley back home, having left the Tour de France. He crashed the other day, and obviously it was a bad injury, and he had no choice but to abandon the race. But to hear him back at home as the race moves on, it's very sort of poignant, isn't it?
Must be so strange. The race carries on. Before you know it, 2, 3, 4 days have passed by, and he's at home, possibly watching on TV or not watching on TV, and it must be so surreal if he does catch it on TV, thinking he was part of that peloton just a few days ago, but the tour carries on, doesn't it? Keeps heading towards Paris.
It does. It was his first tour, Sam. He's ridden the other Grand Tours, but this was his first Tour de France, which at his stage in his career was a very sort of meaningful thing for him. So it's very sad that he's not been able to finish it. But as he said there, you know, he didn't have an anonymous time at the Tour de France. His team had the yellow jersey. And there aren't many riders who can say that they defended the yellow jersey at the Tour de France.
No, and he rode the front a few times as well, didn't he, in defence of that yellow jersey. And there'll be moments that he'll remember. And, well, thanks very much to Sam Bewley for sharing his thoughts, having got home with our listeners. It's,
and thanks for
nice.
His entries throughout the tour. It's been really great to get the inside track on his tour debut. But we've got another 8 riders and 1 DS keeping audio diaries for us. Let's hear from some of them now.
Jens Kukeler, EF Pro Cycling.
So yesterday we had our first rest day here in the Tour. And I think a lot of riders will say the same thing, that it goes by very quickly. Especially this year as well, we had to do the COVID testing. It didn't take that long, but it's just one extra thing you have to do on a day where you just want to basically do nothing and relax. So yeah, it went by pretty quickly. I usually feel pretty okay the day after a rest day. Today was the same thing. I usually don't do that much, just 1.5-2 hours on the bike. If it's a hard stage, the day after the rest day, I might do some little efforts just to keep the tension on the muscles. But today we knew it was going to be flat, and even though they said it was going to be windy and hectic, usually the start is pretty okay, and I actually felt good on the bike. So I think I spent my rest day pretty well.
Pavel Sivakov, Ineos Grenadier.
Good evening, guys. So stage 10 done. Was a pretty hectic day as expected. At the end, the GC was not really shaken up, but yeah, I was really nervous and stressful all day. Yeah, not much to say really. Yeah, it was the first time that the tour started on an island and finished on another island, so that's pretty cool. Cool fact, really nice roads, I have to say. I mean, if it wasn't so stressful, it was a cool stage to do, but yeah, we didn't enjoy really the views. Except for me on the last bridge, I could appreciate the views of L'Île de Ré, and it was a good day for us again. Egan is up there in GC second. We're on the way for the yellow in Paris, so no, good day for us, and good day as well for myself. Finally, the rest day gave me. It's a game changer, really. I felt like another person today, like back to normal, really. Really back to normal. Took some time. I had a really, really rough time. I was suffering, and now today was the first day I felt like I had, like, let's say, full legs, that I could produce some high power, and it was great for the morale, great, really good for the rest of the tour for me. I really hope to forget what happened really in the first few days, and remember the last part of the tour on some highs, you know, even though the beginning was bad. Really hope to turn it around. Yeah, better shape, let's say, for and prepare for the first big rendezvous of the second week in Puy-Marie, which should be, I think, Friday, yeah, if I'm not wrong. So yeah, that one will be, in my opinion, one of the hardest stages of the tour if it's raced full on. So yeah, we'll see. So yeah, that's it for today.
You are listening to Kilometre Zero by the Cycling Podcast, powered by Zwift, the fitness app that turns indoor riding into a game. Explore endless roads, race riders from all over the world, and boost your fitness with monthly training plans and structured workouts. Join the world's training playground, where fun is fast, go to Zwift.com and start your free trial.
I'm Stephen Gallagher. I'm one of the directors of Dig Deep Coaching that I run with my colleague Dan Flamen. I suppose my history in cycling was I did race internationally and I suppose professionally at a continental level for a number of years. And from that, we've, as a company, from Dig Deep Coaching, we've been coaching now for almost 10 years with athletes from all over the world. We've got 10 coaches based all over the world, from road cycling, cyclocross, mountain bike, track. And we are very fortunate to work and be associated with a number of organizations within the cycling world, and one of them being obviously Zwift. And we're very excited to be working alongside them to deliver the Zwift Academy in 2020. With Zwift being revolutionary in the sense that it's a platform that everybody can use, inclusive for everybody to use, be it from professional riders to amateur riders. It's exciting for us to be able to put that experience that we have both as coaches and in our day-to-day cycling and in our history in cycling, that we're able to try and implement some of them ethos and some of the things that we've learned from the real world in cycling and into the virtual world. And the platform itself really helps us deliver that. And certainly for the Zwift Academy, it's great to try and find new talent and obviously help people learn and expand on different areas of training. So very exciting times.
Well, we, Lionel, are speaking on Thursday evening in Clermont-Ferrand, and a team just around the corner from us, in a hotel just around the corner, is Team Sunweb, and they had a great day today. Mark Hershey won the stage. And Nikias Arndt, their road captain, has been keeping an audio diary for us, and we've been very keen to hear his thoughts about that stage win.
I wonder if they've been enjoying a glass of champagne this evening, or a glass of Dutch beer. I don't know. How will they take, or a bar of Swiss chocolate for Mark Hershey? I don't know. How
or
will they
celebrate? Maybe all of that. Maybe a bar of Swiss chocolate.
That's
Dutch
what I
beer.
Do.
Nikias Arndt, Team Sunweb.
Hey guys, it's Nikias again. Yeah, stage 12 is in the pocket, and yes, finally we got our stage win. It's supreme teamwork today, I have to say. It was really a nice race. Also, absolutely amazing ride from Mark Hershey today. Well deserved, and a really, really nice day out on the bike. Yeah, to just let you know what we actually planned. I mean, our plan was actually to be in a race winning breakaway from the start on. Yeah, but we saw quite soon that CCC and Bora wanted to control. So, yeah, I actually decided, okay, there's probably no chance from an early breakaway. And then we just rescheduled, made a new plan and said, okay, now we leave it. We let the early break go and we wait for the final and try to make that hard. And yeah, probably you guys saw it. It worked really well. We brought our climbers in a really good position in the second last climb. So Tiesch, Nico, Sören and Hershey. And from there on, we just started racing. And we actually created there our race winning breakaway, I would say. Yeah, with 3-4 guys up the road. That was really, really nice to see. We, as a team, I think we made a really nice plan. Yeah, we executed it well. Good communication during the race was also important because, yeah, if you miss a breakaway where you were planned, or we didn't miss it, but we said, okay, it will not go. So we stayed out of the breakaway. So you have to reschedule everything. That's not an easy situation, but yeah, it went really, really nice. Tonight, we will enjoy a glass of champagne. I think that is well deserved. Yeah, and for the rest, I'm looking forward to the next days. I'm excited. I think there's more to come. And yeah, I will keep you updated.
Tom Southam, EF Pro Cycling.
Last few days since the rest day have actually been some of the most taxing of the race for us. Obviously, I think we, like a lot of people, looked at the race route for stage 10 during the rest day. And that immediately we had quite a lot of obvious, shall we say, dangers and risks and so on and so forth, which meant that was an incredibly stressful day. Even though nothing ended up really happening. It might have looked like nothing on TV. It was behind. It was really quite hard work, and there was a lot to think about with the wind, road furniture, small roads, etc. Same again
in the final of yesterday's stage, coming into Poitiers, there was a pretty technical finish, and those take a lot of concentration, a lot of energy from the whole team. Less so today. Today was just a long stage where basically it was influenced by what had happened yesterday with the Sagan losing points in the green jersey meant that today went from a stage where on paper you would have thought the break would succeed to Bora taking control and things being a bit different. So there's been quite a lot to think about over these sort of 3 days, even though they're non-GC days. So it's there's never really a quiet day here. But we came through them really well, I think, with Rigo. On Woods.
Gunnar Swift, Arkia, Sam Sick.
So, a little catch-up on the past few days. Experienced my first rest day during a cycling race, really. That's the first time I've had a rest day and, competed over more than 8 stages. It was a decent day. Kicked off the morning with a COVID test, which I was dreading, because the first one that I had before we started in Nice was absolutely horrendous. I had a bit of sweaty palms there, but actually this time it wasn't so bad. I think first time round the woman must not have liked me or something. She wanted to make me my nose bleed. But so I had the COVID test, came back to the hotel. Had a an hour and a half spin on the bike, a little bit of a calf stop. We wrecked the stage 10, the last 25k, and then came back to the hotel, had a massage, and then just caught up with a few people, had a couple of interviews and things like that, and then it was just pretty chilled out. Started watching a new series on Netflix called The Fall. So that's killing some downtime at the moment, and getting into that. I would recommend so far. And then we had stage 10 that was yesterday. Hectic day, just nervous. There was a lot of road furniture, a lot of roundabouts. We was lucky with the wind, to be fair, because I think if the wind would have been stronger, the race would have been in pieces. There was a lot of crashes as it was, but if that wind was up a little bit more, then I think there'd have been a lot more crashes, and the peloton would have just been a lot more nervous as well. So that was a pretty crazy day all day, I thought. The team, we was up there in the final, but then it kind of all went upside down, and Nairo crashed with about 30k to go with Warren and Kevin on his wheel. And I stopped at the side of the road because I seen he'd crashed. I called on the radio. And then I glanced back, and I originally thought Warren was Nairo, and so I was just waiting. And then I glanced again, and I was like, "Oh no, Nairo's gone!" So, I had to, get back in the peloton, and we were just coming into this town called Rochelle, and the team had already pointed out before the stage that you need to be at the front here. So I was entering this town, pretty much last man, and I was thinking, well, what a place to be. Got back to towards the front, made a bit of a split that happened in a bit of a crosswind section, and then I was just about to move back up to the front to see and get to Nairo before we went over the bridge in the last 15k, where there was going to be a bit more crosswind, and then 16k to go there was another crash, and I got caught up in that and had to unclip and then came to a bit of a standstill, and then that was my race over. Luckily, a teammate had moved Nairo up prior to that happening, so he was up in the front. And going on to stage 11, another sprint day. The wind was more in our favour today, pretty much headwind all day. One guy clipped off the front straight away. It was pretty calm. Nice little chat in the bunch for 15k, and then some guys decided to have a bit of fun up the road for a few K. I think it was Stefan Kung, Oliver Narsen, a few other guys that tried to break away, but quick step won't let that happen. So 20 minutes in the wheels, kind of thinking what the hell's going on here, and you've got a group of 6 strong guys up the road with 20 seconds. yeah, that wasn't very pleasant after you'd just been chatting for the past half an hour. And then after that, all the teams kind of started riding a little bit at the front, and then the last 50k just went super fast. You know, there was a right turn with like the 10k to go, and everyone was stressing for this. And yeah, we stayed up there in a good position with Nairo, and yeah, he didn't lose any time on the stage. Objective complete. You know, finished with the front guys. Missed some crashes and stuff. And yeah, it was just pretty much standard sprinters type of day. Yeah, the legs are feeling all right. I was a little bit tired on the last day in the Pyrenees, but after the rest day, you know, it's done me good. I think more than anything, it's just nice to have that mental rest as well and not, you know, racing. So yeah, looking forward to the coming days.
Ryan Gibbons, NTT Pro Cycling.
Today was stage 11, I think it was. Quite a weird stage. Bit of wind, so everyone was a little bit tense and nervous, but in the end it was quite a standard sprint day. One guy going out in the break and it being pretty relaxed in the bunch. The last 60Ks were just nerves again. Very, very technical and fast finale. Unfortunately, with about 9Ks to go, I dropped my chain, so it was kind of on the back foot chasing back, and then was on the limit for the last little bit. So today we were riding for Eddie, and I kind of got back and got my breath back in the last K. So when I hit out, it wasn't really to sprint, it was trying to just open the door because Eddie was kind of in the middle. So I went really, really early, not sprinting, but trying to just to go past Edvald Bosenhagen and kind of be a launch pad for him. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out. So kind of I sat down and then realized that no one was coming. So I just kind of pushed on for a little bit longer. But then, yeah, just before the line, I saw a few guys had passed. So I just didn't continue. So it looked like I was sprinting, but that was not, in fact, what was happening. Feeling a lot better. Ribs are better. Beginning is always a bit painful, but I think once adrenaline kicks in, it goes away. But yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do this a week ago, so definitely on the way up. Some hard days coming up, but yeah, grateful that I'm feeling a little bit better. So hopefully can give it a go and try for a breakaway or something in the upcoming stages.
Well, this has been another installment from our audio diarist. Thanks very much to all of them. We carry on less one. Sam Bewley, unfortunately, has had to leave the Tour de France, but the others are still at large in the race, all with different jobs to do on their respective teams. We're very grateful to them for keeping us in the loop in terms of how their tours are going. And we're also very grateful to Zwift for supporting our Kilometre Zero series at this Tour de France.